in the lane. Mobley stuffed it home. Evan Mobley with a career-high 32. And that dunk puts the Cavs on top, 97-95.
Evan is a heck of a basketball player, and he plays the game the right way. You know, he does not force things just because people say he should shoot more or score more. He's a basketball purist in that sense. So if you run bodies at him and his teammates are open, he's going to pass the ball to his teammates 100 times in a row. And that's just who he is. But, you know, again, tonight, you know, that's the way they decided to play him, and he was aggressive and still went out and finished.
Career high against the Bucks the other night, 38 points for Evan Mobley. Time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavs. It's brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain at Route 58 in Amherst. Your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center. Hey, Tim, how's it going today?
Good morning, guys.
Aren't we glad Giannis wasn't in our game on the other night? He's scoring they had 150 points for the Bucks last night. I don't know if you heard that, but
I saw the score last night and I was like, "Wow." I mean, that's somewhat how Milwaukee plays, especially when Giannis is on the floor. They can get up and down, and really any NBA team, once you get it rolling like that, it's a snowball effect.
Well, just because the stars are out doesn't mean you're going to win the game, right? Well, let's ignore that Golden State game from last Friday. I don't know. What do you say about that? Is that one of those things where it's just flat throughout the whole game? Or?
Yeah, I'd love to be a psychology major and dig into the books as far as that was concerned. No, it was inexcusable. I mean, you can't have a loss like that when Golden State's playing one of their starters and sitting four. You've got to win that game. You've got to figure, and I'm not taking anything away from the guys that Golden State played, or Steve Kerr's system is one that no matter who's playing, it's very effective. But that being said, that was a bad loss. So it was good to see the Cavs bounce back on Saturday night and get that loss behind them. Usually you bemoan a back-to-back scenario, but think about the fact that if the Cavs hadn't played since last Friday, we'd still be talking about that loss rather than a real nice win and a career-high 38 for Evan on Saturday.
You get the Cavs like that, one hot and cold, all right? It's still a young team, so you do have those swings occasionally.
You do, and I think that's part of the goal here with 30-some-odd games remaining is let's see a little more consistency. I mean, the game last week in Memphis, the Cavs played so hard, and even though they lost by a point, that was a great basketball game. It was in a fever pitch atmosphere down in Memphis. It really had a playoff feel to it, and so the Cavs rose to that moment, and then to fall completely flat, to use your term, on Friday, that just shows a level of inconsistency, and now they bounce back Saturday and play at a high level. So I think that's going to be a big goal coming down the stretch here. Let's play consistently hard every single night. Wins and losses are going to happen, but you can play hard every single game, and I think that's going to be a real focal point as we get into the back half of the season.
Let's talk a little bit more about Evan Mobley. What did you see out of him the other night?
Wow. What didn't we see? I mean, his offensive game really has been developing, and the coaches have been working hard with him on that. And he was aggressive. He was assertive. He hit turnarounds. He hit hook shots. He had dunks. The Cavaliers truly believe that Evan Mobley can become an elite offensive player. He's already so good at the defensive end. But, again, on the offensive side, you've got Mitchell, you've got Garland, so he's not going to be a ball-dominant type of guy where he's going to be taking shots every other possession, but he was really just lights out on Saturday night. And JB said all game, Evan's not going to be a 38-point-per-game type guy or even up in the high 20s or low 30s, but once he really fully develops at the offensive end, there's no reason why he can't become a 20 to 25 point game per night person.
Yeah, well, we had a player on our team that liked to share the ball, was quite a player himself too. So it's a good philosophy to have to get your teammates involved. Talk about, though, his demeanor. He seems to be just sort of like chill all the time, you know, very soft-spoken. Have you seen fire out of him, or some things where you're thinking, I want to stay out of his way today?
Oh, when he's on the floor, Bruce, yeah, there's fire, there's competitiveness. But then after the game or before the game, he's very stoic. He's very calm. You know, he's just a, I don't even know if I would use the word serious, because I don't mean it in that sense. He's just, he's very calm, and he doesn't get excited. He doesn't get too high after things, and he doesn't get too low when things don't go his way. He's just a very relaxed type of guy. And he's got a very even keel demeanor, but like I said, once that ball goes up, he's a fiery competitor. He is.
Tim, coming up tonight, it's a game with the New York Knicks. There are a couple games over 500. What might we expect?
Well, they've lost four in a row, so let's hope they don't break that losing streak tonight. It's odd. You know, you talk about Madison Square Garden and so forth. The Knicks have a losing record at home. So that's a very strange fact, I guess, if you want to look at it from that perspective. And Julius Randle is one of the top players in the NBA. He's an outstanding talent. They don't have their center, Mitchell Robinson, tonight. But it's a team that starts at the defensive end with Tom Thibodeau as their head coach. He'll always be a defensive-minded coach. But hopefully the Cavs can come in here and get one tonight. They're shorthanded. They're struggling. So maybe we're catching them at the exact right point.
Ready for a nice road trip, I guess? Huh?
Well, as of late, it started on the West Coast. We've been staying over after games. And I don't know if that's something that the Cavs have thought about on the travel side. But so we'll stay here in New York after the game tonight, and then we'll practice tomorrow here in New York and fly to Houston. So I think it's been beneficial. You don't get on those planes at 11:30, 12 o'clock and fly for a couple hours and get to the next city at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, we'll have a day in New York today and the game tonight, and then get a good night's rest, and hopefully coming off a win, we'll head to Houston tomorrow.
Tim, I've never been to the Garden. How far are you from your hotel to Madison Square Garden? Is it difficult to get there? People, traffic, whatever?
Well, Craig, there is traffic in New York.
I've heard. Yes, I've heard.
It doesn't matter what time. But actually, we're relatively close to the hotel. Now, you know, I heard John Loftin give the weather forecast for Cleveland, and it's the same here. It's cold. So we would be within walking distance on a beautiful spring day if it was an April game. But no, it's not too far up the road. Where we stay is actually very, very close to the World Trade Center, the Twin Tower and the Memorial. So I've walked over there a couple of times in the last few years. But yeah, there's traffic, and then, you know, so you get on the bus early, even though you're not too far away, because you're going to battle that. And, you know, Madison Square Garden is special. You can just feel the history and sense the history of not only basketball, but just all the historical events that have taken place there. It's a very special building.
Yes. If you're in New York, though, you can smell the history for the most part. A lot of places where you go on your way there.
Come on.
What? I'm just
hoping the circus wasn't here.
Knicks and Cavaliers tonight. Looking forward to that for your call with you and Jim. 7 o'clock of the pregame. Tip off at 7:30 tonight. I'll talk with you again next week, Tim. Appreciate your time today.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Sure. Tim Alcorn joining us this morning, talking Cavs basketball. It's brought to you on WEOL by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, Route 58 in Amherst.